Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What a week we had last week. Before I even go domestic on you folks, let me tell you that weak leadership in America, what is created around the world. Boko Haram in Nigeria killed 29 fishermen. Fishermen. These are people feeding other people. Why would you kill fishermen? I mean, I don't know who you want to go after. Why would you kill anybody? But my point is, why would you kill fishermen? They're not bothering anybody. That's like killing janitors. Why would you do that? You know why you do it? When there's no threat to you. When you can kill indiscriminately, so what? They're fishing. We can kill anybody we want. What next? You're going to kill brain surgeons, cardiologists, all your medical people? Who are you going to kill? What about this one? Iran and Saudi Arabia are now back on speaking terms, recognizing each other's embassies. We had Iran on a terror watch list, and nobody would deal with them. I'm talking about under Trump. We cratered their economy. The rial was practically worthless. We told people, you do business with Iran, you can't do business with us. And now they're making footsies with Saudi Arabia. Joe Biden and the Democrats are a disaster. I got to tell you, I'm super upset. This next one, now that we can come back domestically, because there's still a bunch of other stuff. I'll give you an example. Canada wants to make it easier to do the Emergency Use Authorization Act. In other words, they want to make it easier to lock down their people. They're going to struggle with that here in America because we're not going for it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Democrats, folks, should be arrested for even proposing a nearly $7 trillion budget with a guy who's got brain dementia. The year after, he had a budget of $6.2 trillion, a lot of which was because of COVID BS. Almost $2 trillion they added over the lie of COVID. And what about all these investigations that they have going on? How much money are we spending trying to for them to cover up their lies? I am sick of it. Reuters reported this. Joe Biden on Thursday unveiled plans for government spending and higher taxes on the wealthy, choosing the swing state of Pennsylvania to reveal his expected 2024 re-election bid, his playbook, rather. Trust me, folks. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' candidate for president in 2024. I don't know who is, and I don't even care. But I can tell you this, it won't be Joe Biden. Speaking at a Philadelphia Union Hall, Biden challenged Republican opponents on fiscal responsibility, highlighting plans to cut the U.S. deficit nearly $3 trillion over 10 years by raising taxes on those earning more than $400,000. Joe Biden has raised taxes on everybody, hurt the poor more than any other president in modern history, and he accuses the Republicans of not being fiscally responsible. Unbelievable. I look at these guys and I say to myself, do they really believe this? Am I seeing what they really... I can't believe they think we're buying this. For too long, working people have been breaking their necks. The economy left them behind. Working people like you, blah, blah, blah. This guy's cost the working people more money. I'm telling you, inflation, just straight up taxes. But don't even throw in inflation and gas prices and other fuel prices. The cost of goods and services are through the roof. Look, we're planning a big event here, and I have to tell you, the price for food, let me just give you an idea. We got quoted $156 for a continental breakfast, beverage service, and lunch per person per day. 156. I said, what are y'all serving? Well, Mr. Jackson, you're supply chain. And, oh, so it's a Joe Biden deal. Look, I don't know where you eat. I don't know what you eat. But if you're spending $156 a day on yourself, you better grow up. You better wake up and grow up. That's insanity. So we're trying to put together an event. Let me put it this way. You can't put together an event where you serve food and you can't charge less than $75. Not if you don't want to lose your shirt. We are having, I'm having to pull out all kinds of stops to make this thing work. Because the objective is we want to get people to come to the events and hear what we have to say. By the way, we're going to be introducing the next Thomas Sowell. We're going to be introducing the next Jordan Peterson. People that are, when I tell you that somebody is an amazing thinker, you can take it to the bank. But that's who we're going to be introducing. So anyway, Joe Biden thinks he's going to scare Americans y'all need to tax the rich more because, ooh, this is what we're doing. This demented clown is spending our money faster than we can make it. And he's got a Democratic Party that doesn't care. And you know what he's doing? He's doing what leftists do. He's accusing us of not being fiscally responsible. And you know what really cracks me up and upsets me too? He's doing it when he should be under fire. This guy should be trying to stay out of prison. And he's out there talking about, the Republicans aren't doing this, I'm doing this, and they're not fiscally responsible, and we need to tax the rich. You are the rich, Joe. You've made yourself the rich. Hunter Biden and his daddy should be in prison, and that should happen pretty quick. This January 6th committee, we're going to talk about this in a minute. Last week on Friday, after the show, things blew up. We learned all kinds of stuff about J6, so we'll talk about that a little bit. I also want to tell you, I've been mentioning something for a while. I've been talking about the trade deficit. And finally, I'm looking at my producers, finally, I'm not mad at y'all, but they got me the numbers. I know what our trade deficit was for 2021, and we'll have the 2022 numbers soon. Maybe we already have them. Do we have those? Anyway, mind-blowing numbers. Mind-blowing. So we're going to get you those. And we got more stuff in the news with the Chinese. You're going to find out very soon that China owns the Bidens and that they've been running roughshod over Americans. And quite frankly, the way this government has been run over the past few months, in the past couple of years, Democrats should be in prison.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The gall, folks, the gall of the Democrats is boundless, limitless, at a time when Democrats should be ashamed of what they're doing. All the things that they have been caught doing, they should be ashamed of the guy that they appointed president in a coup. And ashamed of the cover-up of the January 6th nonsense that they're trying to pretend wasn't their doing. We know the truth. They have proposed the largest budget in the history of the Republic, in the history of the world. The budget for the American economy would be in the top five GDP in the world. Just our little budget. $6.8 trillion. Unbelievable that we're talking about spending this much money at a time when we know what the Biden administration has been doing. Billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine.
We sent more money to Ukraine than their GDP was last year. And what does this budget rely on? It relies on taxes from the hardest working Americans, the middle class, which is comprised mostly of what? Conservatives. It's a penalty. It's a tax on being conservative. Most of the people involved in these schemes should be in prison, particularly Joe Biden and most of his family. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm not saying Joe Biden should be in prison to hype up people and try to make good radio or whatever you want. I'm telling you, they should be in prison. They steal our money. They put it into bogus schemes. Look at the Wuhan virus scheme. How much money did they steal from us? And then they take that budget, that 1.7 or 1.9 trillion, whatever it was, that was put in there, and they leave it in there as if we still, we've got to worry about another pandemic. No, it's a scam. And you know, we're getting to the point where it doesn't even matter that it's trillions. Pretty soon, the budget will be 10 trillion. It'll be double-digit trillions of dollars. And then it'll be triple-digit trillions of dollars. And you tell me, where's this money going to come from? Do you believe that America is becoming more productive when people don't want to work and the government is telling them, effectively, saying, don't worry about it, we got you. Supposedly, there's all these jobs available. I've certainly seen them. Why aren't people fulfilling these jobs? I saw a news story. It said how this woman learned how to make, get this, pay attention to this, $90,000 more with this little trick at her job. In other words, she was already making a lot of money, and I guess she could quit and rehire and get and make $90,000 more. It wasn't $9,000 more, like, oh, you know. She figured out, okay, I can go and apply for another job and then come back. You know, you've seen these things where, you know, you can make a few dollars more. $90,000 more. Where's this money coming from? Friends of mine, we've been asking ourselves, you see these houses and cars and things that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. Okay. There was a house that came up. I don't know where it was. I think this is how the conversation came up with a buddy of mine. But he was like, yeah, man, this house is a million. Oh, I know what it was. It was Montana. He'd been traveling. He goes, yeah, man, they're selling this house for $1 million or $1.5 million. And I went, well, you know, why? He goes, well, is it worth it? He goes, well, the shell of it's got some value, but it's not worth $1.5 or whatever $1 million. He goes, at most it's half a mil. And he goes, where are people getting this money? Have you found yourself asking this? You see people just partying, traveling, doing all these things. Where are they getting this? You want to know the answer? If you're in the game and you don't realize, the poker game, and you don't realize you're the one being taken advantage of, yes, indeed, you are the stooge. They're getting the money from us. Everywhere you look. Free money, free money. I told you, the IRS came down on my nonprofit. We got to pay $40,000 for nothing. We didn't do anything wrong. They don't care. You're a conservative. You're going to, and you know what we said when we got it and we figured out that it wasn't about what we were going to do. They just wanted to run us through the ringer so we could spend $50,000 fighting them or just pay the $40,000. You know what we said? Let's just do it. Let's just do it. I mean, my team goes, well, let's just do it. Because that's the way conservatives are. Just, you know what, let me just get rid of the problem. Well, you know what the problem is that you need to get rid of? These crooked IRS people. These crooked FBI people. These crooked people that set these budgets that you sit there going, for what? What are you going to spend my money on? Show me where I'm benefiting. Am I benefiting from inflation? Am I benefiting from your gas prices? Am I benefiting from your fuel prices? Am I benefiting from your protection of me from the bad guys in the world? No, you're the bad guys. Have you figured it out? It is not our guys. It's they who are the bad guys. This Democrat administration, these leftists that run this country are the bad guys. We find ourselves in the midst of uncharted territory.
we have a moron in the White House who is being controlled by madmen. And we wonder, are we going to get ourselves out of it? How can you get yourselves out of it when that's where you are? And the problem is, if we let this thing continue to metastasize, we aren't going to win elections. We're going to lose. It doesn't matter who they put in there. Michelle Obama could win. Anybody can win when you're cheating. Who do you want to win? Gavin Newsom is a menace. He has ruined the California economy. And if it weren't for the government propping him up and all this phony this black money that's being hidden and put into places that we don't get to hear about, that we don't see. Well, if you wonder, how is it that Detroit can be insolvent and then suddenly it's gone away? California can be almost insolvent and suddenly it's gone away. City after city, county after county, state after state, their union stuff, they can't pay. And then suddenly there's no more talk of it. You want to know where it is? It's going into this dark money. That's where it goes. And we're the ones left holding the bag. There's no, you can give me the GAO, the Government Accountability Office. Show me where, I want to see balanced checkbooks. I want to know where every dollar goes, every dollar in, every dollar out. We require that for companies, for corporations, because capitalism works. Crony capitalism fails. And the perfect example of that failure comes from this latest thing that is going to be bigger than you think, which is this failure of Silicon Valley Bank. It is the FTX of banking. You remember FTX, that crypto exchange run by the MIT guy that everybody said was a wunderkind? Well, he wasn't. And the people running Silicon Valley Bank, they are not wonder kids either. I'll explain when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's a volatile day on Wall Street. Reaction to last week's collapse of California's Silicon Valley Bank and New York's Signature Bank. Both are now in the hands of the FDIC, and the government says all depositors will have access to their money. And on the bigger picture,
Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe. Your deposits are safe.
President Biden with those words this morning. A warning to people around California as rivers rise and more rain is coming.
We need you to pay attention to your local authorities. When those evacuation orders come in, if and when they come in, heed those warnings and get out.
California Office of Emergency Services spokesman Brian May. To the east, more big weather. Big cities may be spared, but places like upstate New York, Pennsylvania, and central New Jersey will be dealing with several inches of new snow from a nor'easter set to blow in today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Next, please.
Go on, Stanley.
I got a $100 check from my grandma, and my dad said I need to put it in the bank so it can grow over the years.
Well, that's fantastic. A really smart decision, young man. We can put that check in a money market mutual fund. Then we'll reinvest the earnings into foreign currency accounts with compounding interest, and it's gone.
What?
It's gone. It's all gone.
What's all gone?
The money in your account. It didn't do too well. It's gone.
What do you mean? I have $100.
Not anymore, you don't. Poof.
Well, what can I do to get back
I'm sorry, sir, but this line is for bank members only.
I just opened an account.
Do you have any money invested with this bank?
No, you just lost it all.
Then please stand aside for people who actually have money with us. Next, please.
Hey!
Hello, Mrs. Farnickel. How are you today? Making a deposit, are we? Great. We can just put that into your retirement account and make it go to work for you, and it's gone.
What?
Sorry, yeah, that's gone. Please step aside for people who actually have money with the bank. Next, please.
Dad!
Hey, I'm trying to teach my son the importance of savings. You already lost his money? Oh, Mr. Marsh, don't worry. We can just transfer money from your account into a portfolio with your son, and it's gone! This line is for people who have money with the bank only. Please step aside.
Welcome back. Oh, my God. South Park. I don't know. I think they have Wells Fargo behind. I'm not sure if they have Wells Fargo in the actual show. But Wells Fargo had a run on its bank, too. On the bank, too. Welcome back, folks. Talking about Silicon Valley Bank, the FTX of banking. You know, the cryptocurrency people that lost all that money for folks. Silicon Valley Bank been in business for 40 years, mostly funding Silicon Valley startups. You want to know who the daddy is of this failure? The big guy, Joe Biden. There is so much to this story, folks. A bank financed by big tech Gestapo lenders, venture capitalists, vulture capitalists, the people who now persecute conservatives, start businesses that they don't want us involved in. And as with all things that leftists do, it did what it's supposed to. It failed. Banks are almost impossible to fail. Think about it. The money's guaranteed. They only have to keep a fractional amount of it because of the fractional reserve system. And all you got to do is be pretty decent at managing money and you should be okay. In other words, if I give you $1,000 and we only require you to keep $100, so you could loan out up to $900, and I'm federally insuring your money, And I put that money into good quality investments. But every time somebody brings me another $1,000, I'm only required to keep $100. And as long as you have a good reputation or what have you, I'm not going to come get my money. I'll get my money little by little. People put money away with the expectation of, in other words, if I put $1,000 in the bank, I'm not going to come back the next day and take it out. You're going to have it for some time. So you take that money, and then you could, for all intents and purposes, if I gave you $1,000, you're only required to keep $100. And you put $900 of it in some very stable investment, and there's lots of those out there, and you only made if a bank only made 5% of the money that it had under deposit, what could it do? If you had $1 billion that was just sitting in the bank at a safe investment, and you were making 5%, you'd be making millions of dollars just having your money sitting there. So how could you not make money? Every time somebody brings you, don't misunderstand me. I do understand how you could not make money, but you got to be mismanaging. Anyway, Silicon Valley Bank epitomizes leftism, folks. Understand the Democrats schemed to give this bank a charter. Somebody got a charter to a bank. It's very difficult to get. This is where the billionaires play. And because it's Silicon Valley Bank, I'm going to tell you, the people playing in this game, all leftists. And then they placed this stooge, the current stooge in the White House, and the House of Cards came tumbling down. Now, here's what's interesting about this situation with Silicon Valley Bank is you hear big numbers. And people pretend that this bank was properly capitalized. But it's just leftist lies. This bank epitomizes leftism. Crony capitalism that leftists love. They love crony capitalism until it fails. Just like FTX. They loved it until it failed. They exalted it. They lauded it. Look at this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried. Oh my gosh, he's amazing. He's this, he's that. And then he failed. And we better take a look at this. We got to look at this crypto. We got to look at it. Now you got to look at it. But then get this. They blame actual capitalism, the good stuff that you and I do. That's what they blame, and that's who they penalize as they go do the FTXs and the SVBs, etc. Capitalism is great. Crony capitalism should be outlawed, which means Democrats would be in jail. So here's where it started. Last week, Silicon Valley Bank, and here's what's interesting how they describe it, was a well-capitalized institution seeking to raise some funds. It was a good kid on its way to college. But within 48 hours, a panic induced by the very venture capital community that SVB had served and nurtured ended the bank's 40-year run. So they're blaming the people who put their money in the bank, who the bank, invested with. It was a mutually assured destruction in this case, but it was a mutual arrangement. They're the reason for the failure. Not true. Regulators shuttered SVB Friday, seized its deposits in the largest bank failure since 2008, the financial crisis, and the second largest bank failure ever. On whose watch? Let me think about that. So in 2008, we had banks failing. Barack Obama starts printing money in 2009. From 2009 to 2012, what they do, they put Band-Aids on bullet holes. And then Donald Trump shores everything up, starts looking at this stuff through the right lens and getting it fixed, fixing the economy, all the things, all the fundamentals you need to make this work. Then they take him out in a coup, put in Mr. Magoo, Joe Biden, and what happens? The second largest bank failure ever, and essentially a potential for a repeat of the financial crisis. And it's Joe Biden's fault. And you don't have to believe me, but I'm going to tell you how I know, because I know how to look at numbers. And I'm not a banker. I'm not an accountant. I'm not any of that stuff. But you know what I am? I'm smart, and I know how to look at the signs. So they go on to say this. they needed to raise $2.25 billion to shore up its balance sheet. And they make it sound so trivial. They only needed a couple of billion to get things right. How many businesses do you know? You know, listen, you just need a couple of billion. They loan a brother a couple of billion. That's the way we now look at money. They only needed a couple of billion. I mean, what's the big deal? Even now, they say, as the dust begins to settle on the second bank wind down announced this week. Yeah, there's been two. Members of the BC community are lamenting the role that other investors played in SVB's demise. Now, the venture capital community that financed this is made up practically entirely of leftists. I don't know that for a fact. I don't have the list, but I promise you, if you're an investigative reporter, look who put this together. And I'm going to tell you, it's nothing but leftists. Silicon Valley fat cats who said, man, we can get a bank charter. That's a license to steal. And you know what they did? They stole. These fat cat investors have made a fortune off this bank over 40 years. And look, I feel sorry for anybody that starts with an idea, puts their hard work, their effort, all that into it. Goes out, borrows money, left or right. I don't care. That's the American dream. But you know what? There's another part of me that doesn't give a crap. I'm betting you these people were mostly leftists. They say it's a hysteria-induced bank run caused by VCs. That's what they want to sell you in the media. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with the billions of dollars that we're shipping over. Let me put it this way. If you need a couple billion, why don't you hit up Uncle Joe? Uncle Joe's giving away money. So while the second largest bank failure has occurred on Joe Biden's watch, where's the money going? Ukraine. Now, you think anybody in the media is going to say, listen, Mr. President, while we were shipping all this money to Ukraine, we could have possibly bailed out SVB and saved a lot of people that are part of that bank, that have loans with that bank, that have money in that bank. We could have saved a lot of their businesses. Couldn't we have done that? You think any reporter is going to ask him that? Because we keep sending money overseas to people that don't seem to, you know, in my opinion, we don't have a dog in the fight. We do here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I like to keep things in perspective, so let's put some perspective on this loss of Silicon Valley Bank as well as FTX. So here are the numbers. President Donald Trump, this is an article in The Hill that was actually part of a New York Times article, and says had $287 million in debt forgiven within the past decade, with most of it related to his Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago, according to the New York Times. The Times, citing federal income tax records that it obtained, reported that lenders forgave hundreds of millions in debt since 2010 that Trump did not repay, amounting to most of what Trump
had owned. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, $287 million over a decade. And let's just round it up. $300 million, roughly $30 million. I want to be very clear, $30 million a year. And they're looking into Trump because, for goodness sake, he might have given some stripper slash prostitute Stormy Daniels $130,000, which he didn't. I don't believe he did. Not for a second. Billionaire playboys don't have to pay for skankity women, okay? Skanky women. No, just, they just don't. Women throw themselves at him. And even those that are experts in their craft throw themselves at him. They don't have to pay anybody. You're happy to be in their presence, to be flying around in the jet, eating caviar, and then occasionally getting to have bragging rights that you were hanging out with the dude. So, I don't believe it. Sorry if my common sense meter is offending some people, but I don't believe it. What else did Trump do? Well, this money that he lost, I mean, let's put it into some perspective. Give me all the scandals that you have with Trump. And, I don't know, is it $50 million a year over 10 years? Whatever. Give me the number, because I'm going to give you some numbers. $8 billion lost in FTX. You ready for this one? This is a story that was out of Yahoo. And I don't know who wrote it originally. It's probably a New York Times or Forbes story. But it says, the collapse of the crypto exchange, FTX, seemed to materialize out of nowhere. Shocker, right? Within 1 week in November, FTX transformed from one of the most respected and trusted parts of the crypto industry to a bankrupt disgrace that lost more than $8 billion of its customers' money, according to authorities. Now, look at where that money went. Where do you think that money went? It's crypto. It's in the ether. It's digital. Now, we know the Democrats got millions and millions of dollars. Oh, but let's not forget that Donald Trump filed bankruptcy and he lost some millions of dollars. Now, let's forget $8 billion. $8 billion in the ether. What did FTX create? Please, somebody tell me. Is there a new jet? Is there a new car? Is there some new technology that exists because of FTX or what? What did they do? They got into cryptocurrency, vapor. And you know what the money is? Vapor. But it's vaporized into the accounts of people like the leftist Democrats who let it happen. The people who got millions of free dollars to do what? To be part of what? To be part of nothing. That company did not add one iota of anything to mankind. Nothing. You ready for another one? In the same week that SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, failed, Silvergate Capital, a central lender to the crypto industry, this is on Wednesday, the same day that SVB was getting notice that we don't have any money, the stock plunged 36% on Wednesday. Silvergate, they said, has served as one of the two main banks for cryptocurrencies, along with New York Bank, Signature Bank. Silvergate, you ready, has just over $11 billion in assets compared with over $114 billion at Signature Bank. Bankrupt crypto exchange FTX was a major Silvergate customer. So now, Silvergate, who still had $11 billion in assets, what are these assets? You know, tell me who. I'm asking the question. I don't know. Is this real money? Is it phony money? But here's the point. Another bank failed. $11 billion. Who's left with the tank, the hold in the bag? Who's going to take care of this? You, middle class. So we've protected this with the government. The government backing. What is the government backing? The government backing is you and me. So somebody just stole $8 billion from FTX, stole $11 billion, but let's not forget, we need Trump's taxes. Oh, boy. We need Donald. And think about the minions. We need Trump's taxes, man. Let's get those taxes. Because these rich people getting over, that Donald Trump, you know who the rich people are getting over? The rich people who let this stuff happen, then let them fail, then take their profits and go, well, just another failure. No big deal. $19 billion into the ether. You think it went into the ether, or do you think it went into somebody's bank accounts? Now let's go back to SVP. They said this episode is the latest fallout from the Federal Reserve's actions to stem inflation with its most aggressive hike-raking campaign in four decades. The ramifications could be far-reaching, with concerns that startups may be unable to pay employees in the coming days. Venture investors may struggle to raise funds, and an already battered sector could face a deeper malaise. Now, I want to go back and remind you that the failure of SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, the failure of this bank is going to cost billions of dollars. I already gave you the numbers for FTX, and I gave you the numbers for Silvergate. These guys were looking for $2.25 billion so they could shore up their balance sheet. Customers withdrew a staggering $42 billion of deposits last week. And that's not the end. Some of them couldn't get their money. So I don't know where it's going to end up with them in terms of how much they lost. But I'm just letting you know, these are the numbers. And don't think if it were me, if I were Trump, if I were the Republicans, I'd say, while these guys are going after Trump's taxes, while they're, you know, looking at his bankruptcies, look at what they are doing. And let me tell you, their fingerprints are all over this thing. This is all leftist. And by the way, it is Joe Biden's fault. They go, as startup clients withdrew deposits to keep their companies afloat in the chilly environment for IPOs and private fundraising, SVB found itself short on capital. It had been forced to sell, listen to this, it had been forced to sell all of its available for sale bonds at a $1.8 billion loss. Here's what I would wonder. Who bought them? Who bought those bonds? Who just made $1.8 billion of profit in a single transaction? Go follow the money on that. So, you know what made them fail? I want to repeat. The Fed's actions to, quote, stem inflation with its most aggressive rate hiking campaign in decades left this bank unable to pay. The startups went, man, we got to go borrow money. We got to get our money out of the bank. And, of course, all the other stuff, the VCP. I don't know who started whispering. I don't know and I don't care. Because I know it's a bunch of leftists who are strategizing against us, who don't like us. Well, if you don't like us, fine. Deal with the outcome. Because the outcome is Captain Demento, this is where you end up. They said customers withdrew a staggering $42 billion of deposits by the end of Thursday. By the close of business that day, SVB had a negative cash balance of $958 million. So, let's just use that number. That number, that one bank failure caused by Joe Biden, caused by the venture capitalist leftist who financed this bank, is almost certainly three times more than what Donald Trump supposedly didn't pay back in his bankruptcy. So I'm just putting, I want to give you some perspective. Because you're like, Kevin, why are you bringing Trump in? Because he's been the whipping boy.
But Donald Trump filed bankruptcy. Look at him. He's a cheat. Let's get his taxes.
I'd like to see everybody's taxes. I'd like to see everybody's financial statements in the food chain of Silvergate, FTX, and SVB. How about we get that and see where the real fault lies? Business as usual, folks, for the leftists. That's what this is.
So she reminded me, I wrote the bill.
And we got robbed. Because we're the ones who are going to end up paying the bill for this malfeasance.
There are some real shenanigans going on.
Not a joke.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.